Dave, this is Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, Dave, we're requesting you spend a few more minutes on this experiment. We want you to take the wrench off the rover. It's on the rack, as you know, and try to hold the stem with the wrench and turn the drill off that way.
Okay, guess you gotta tell me where the wrench is on a rover, Joe. I don't know of any wrench on a rover.
The wrench on the hand tool carrier, Dave. On the rack, on the rack. I'm sorry, I'm giving you bad information here.
Yeah, there's no wrench.
Dave, that wrench is on the rack that's holding the tubes right along beside you, sorry. And Dave, you're about a minute from a flag on your water.
Okay, should I go to aux now?
When you get the tone.
Thank you.
Roger, wait until you get the tone. Just wanted to warn you.
Okay, you're clipping your transmissions a little bit in the beginning sometimes, Joe, and miss it.
Okay, Dave, and if that doesn't work right off, we'll ask you to abandon that temporarily and go ahead and deploy the LR cubed.
It worked. It worked, Joe. Good thinking back there in the back room.
And good working up
okay,
there on the outside.
Tell me to get it, Dave. I can get it. Water coming on. Put me a man, Joe.
Roger, Dave. Thank you. In men.
Okay. I'm in men. Over here on the sunshield, Houston, the cord broke on those pins that have to come out to release the aft sunshield.
Okay, Jim, we copy that. Is that on the LSM?
Oh, no, that's on the central station.
All right,
I guess I'll have to get
you
down on my hands and knees to get those, too.
All right,
Dave, I'll have to get dirty and get down. But can I help you? Might have to help me to get back up. Okay, cool. Joe, my flag's clear. Sure wish I had a UHT.
Jim, this is Houston.
Hey. Go ahead, Joe.
Roger, Jim, we think the shorting switch may have been inadvertently depressed. Could you take a look at that for us, please? I'll guarantee it.
Oh, I just pulled a pin.
Roger. And Dave, the diverter valve is yours.
Thanks, Joe. It might have been inadvertently depressed, Joe. Check it now.
Jim, this is Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, Jim, while you're working there, it looks like that switch is still depressed. It doesn't really make any difference to us, but when it comes time to align the antenna, you will have to be careful not to point the antenna at any of the experiment cables. Over.
Okay, remind me of that, will you?
We'll be watching.
Get around to it. Okay, Joe, here comes the central station.
In living color.
Okay, Joe, J5 on the first probe.
Roger, Dave, thank you.
And I'll go back and get the electronics box after I get the second one done. Sunshield works a little better here without a breeze blowing.
Yes, sir. Only the solar wind. And Dave and Jim, to factor into your thinking here, we'll be asking you to leave the outset site in about 15 minutes.
Okay, Joe. here, Joe. Boy, that's really tough rock. I got the same problem on the truck, Houston. I think the rock is so tough that the chuck bites into the core stem and just won't release it without that vise.
Roger, Dave, we copy.
And I'm afraid I'm going to have trouble getting the vise off of this other piece here.
It looks like vice is a good word for it, Dave.
Tell you, Joe. Boy, oh boy.
Dave, let us suggest to you that you go ahead and deploy the LR cubed. And Jim, another reminder on your antenna.
Okay.